This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is The Morning Run and on BFM 89.9, and you're listening to me, Melissa Idris, also Ibrahim Sani and Sharad Kutan for the biggest business news today. Ibrahim, what do we have on the menu?
So we have the Singapore CPI and US approving the mega merger of Time Warner Cable and iPIC and 1MDB.
Okay, lots to discuss. Let's kick it off with Singapore's consumer prices, which fell for a 17th consecutive month in March. This is the longest period of decline on record for Singapore. Taking a look at consumer prices, they dropped 1% from a year ago, and this is because transport and housing costs fell further. If you compare that to the month before, it was a 0.8% fall in February.
You know, largely, the Singapore property prices have been falling as well. In fact, the private residential property prices fell about 3.7% for the entire year last year. So this is extending a 4% decline that happened in the year before that, which is in 2014. And what key indicators means is that things might be of a different scenario in Singapore going forward. Because remember, people used to complain that property prices in Singapore is on the rise. Well, essentially, it's not.
Well, there's a whole kind of range of nervousness in the Singapore economy simply because of its exposure to the slowdown in China. I think that Singapore banks are also exposed to Chinese loans, which is kind of a big cause for concern.
What about the other side of the coin, which has to do with rising costs? I mean, if costs are going down, isn't that good for consumers?
Yeah, cost is going down. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for consumers because you have to look into the inflation rate as well. And right now, there is a deflationary purpose or potential that is happening in Singapore. But falling back to what Singaporean banks being exposed to Chinese loans, we have this story in running for some time now. Chinese banks have had a rise in NPL. The numbers that we got so far is
1.7. NPL is non-performing loans?
Yeah, non-performing loans, so 1.6% to 1.7%. But right now, the number could rise to 2%. Now, what that means is that when you talk about a $1 trillion economy, 2% non-performing loans, it's generally bigger than the Freddie Mac numbers, right?
Wow.
And with the Singapore banks being exposed to these Chinese banks, is this going to be spelling a worse or a bad news kind of a scenario for the Chinese banks and the Singaporean banks?
Yeah, I think Singapore is looking for ways to stimulate its economy. I mean, you know, the growth has been kind of flagging there a little bit. Looking at tourism, which is huge for Singapore, we could also see that it's fallen a fair bit. It doesn't help that the Sing dollar is quite strong at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, makes all the tourism more expensive, imports for Singaporeans more expensive.
And it's also, there is a point of the unemployment numbers being on the rise. So there is a big problem of stagflation happening at the same time. And when that happens, incomes are not going to come in, and you're definitely going to see a stunted economy.
Crossing over to the US, where the Justice Department there has approved Charter Communications' proposal to buy Time Warner Cable. Now, what this means is that this deal could create the second largest US broadband provider and the third largest video provider. It's a mega deal.
Yeah, so the Justice Department in the US is focused on antitrust laws or anti-competition laws. And for them to actually say that this is a go-ahead, it basically means that they're going back against their word of antitrust laws. And that may not be good for creating these smaller ingenious companies to rise up and capitalize the market.
Right, so the idea, of course, is trusts are anti-competition, right? The trusts are unfair ways of gaming the system that reduce genuine competition between players in the market. So, and that was a good thing, isn't it, generally?
Yeah, for creating competition, yes, it's good for the consumer. To pull it back to Malaysia, remember the price wars that's happening between the telcos. Now, consumers are going to get better deals outside of Maxis, for instance. Mm-hmm. Maxis have counted saying that they are offering greater deal packages to their own customers. Cellcom is now saying that they're not going to be dragged into this price war. So that's, generally speaking, what the consumer world is all about. The better the competition, the better it is for the consumer. So for the Justice Department in the US to say that Time Warner Cable mega merger is going to have the go-ahead, what does this spell to the consumer availability?
What about the question of net neutrality? Is that somehow in the mix as well?
Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, that's supposed to be one of the key factors to this deal, right? You're talking about open internet, the fact that internet service providers like AT&T, Verizon, and Time in the US, they should all give consumers access to all legal content applications on an equal basis. So you can't favor any big companies like Netflix, for instance, or Google, or block others, right? So there has to be a certain level of an equal playing field. Is that the case here?
Yeah, that is the case here. I remember Facebook was always under pressure from this net neutrality business. Facebook, internet.org was the thing that they wanted to peddle around the world. And they were going against that very basic notion of net neutrality. So whether or not net neutrality will be observed in this scenario, it remains to be seen. But Department of Justice in the US doesn't want to talk about net neutrality in this deal. They just want to focus on Time Warner Cable getting the go-ahead.
Okay, so you just want to focus on the business aspects. 7:44 right now, and more business news coming up after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.